The Holy Gospel for this Monday, Sunday, is from the 13th chapter of John. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wash them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you as an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the gospel of the Lord. To wash some little feet this morning. When Grace was in kindergarten, her kindergarten teacher had an art project where they made Easter bunnies. It was Monday, Thursday, the day that I volunteered in the classroom. And my task as the classroom volunteer was to paint the bottoms of kindergartners' feet. Now, if you don't think that's a ticklish thing to do, there was a lot of laughing. And then after we were done, I washed their feet because they had paint all over. And I thought, what an amazing image and what an amazing experience, you know, to be able to do that. Anyway, thought about that this morning. Walt Disney is quoted as saying, "If you ever find yourself going through hell, keep going." Good advice, I think. You know, I have to honestly say that if I ever find myself going through hell, I want to be a part of a faith community like you. A community that dares to laugh and be real, even in the face of life's greatest sorrows. A community that's willing to step out and tread through unknown paths of service. Community that's honest and is not afraid to ask those hard questions of God and faith and life. A community that's willing literally to get their hands dirty to feed hungry people good, fresh produce. Community that knows faith is inspired through music, and that hope triumphs when art is created. A community that truly believes that any and all of life's challenges, the best remedy is food. Coffee, cookies, casseroles, the best remedy is food. Community that also nourishes one another with the gift of their very lives. Community with arms of love that reach out across the street and around the world. Community that remembers that beauty really can come in spite of pain. Community that lives out those promises that God is faithful. I'm convinced that Jesus knew about this community when he gathered for dinner with his disciples, when he gathered with his friends to share in the Passover meal. Now, we heard about the Passover meal in that reading from Exodus. The Passover meal was a meal of remembrance, remembering the ancient Israelites in their last meal in Egypt. Now, to kind of take you back a little bit, at that time, God's people were being oppressed. They were being treated terribly by the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh was cruel and used God's people as slaves. We're told that in judgment, God sent plagues upon the Pharaoh and the Egyptians in judgment over their treatment of God's people. Yet, we know that the Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he was afraid. He was afraid of God's people and that they would grow to outnumber the Egyptians and that they would become too powerful. So he commanded his army to kill all the newborn Israelite sons. In response, that tenth and final plague was the worst. All the Egyptian firstborn sons and all of the firstborn livestock were killed. And as that angel of death moved over Egypt, God commanded all of God's people, all the Israelites, to gather together for a meal. God said that they were to kill a lamb that they would eat, and that they would take blood from this lamb and wipe it on their doorposts. That way, when the plague of death swept across the land, it would pass over those houses. Hence the name of the meal, Passover. So it says in Exodus that they were to eat quickly, not even reclining like they would normally do, but standing up with shoes on their feet, wearing clothes for traveling, holding a walking stick, so that they could leave immediately when the Pharaoh finally released God's people. God told the people to remember that night, to share in this Passover meal, and share this story of how God set God's people free so that all generations would hear about the faithfulness of God. To remember how God was faithful even in the midst of life's greatest trials. Today we also hear how Jesus gathered with his disciples, and they were gathering to celebrate this Passover meal. To remember that God was at work, that God is always at work, even in the midst of life's most challenging things. The disciples were aware that they were gathering to celebrate the Passover, but they weren't aware that this was also going to be Jesus' last meal with them, his last supper. During the meal, he broke the bread and he poured the wine, and he told them to remember that he loved them, to remember that they were called to love one another, to remember that God is faithful no matter what happens. In compassion, Jesus feeds them. He tenderly washes their feet and reminds them of his love, and that God is at work, even through them. He knew that they were going to go through hell. They would betray him. They would deny him. desert him. They would hide in fear. So he takes time to remind them who they are, giving them an identity and a purpose that they could come back to, that they are a community of love, that they're called to love one another. Today we gather to share in this very meal, this meal of remembrance, this meal of love, to be fed by Christ himself. We eat and we drink and we remember. We remember that even in the midst of life's most difficult challenges, that God is faithful, that God is at work, even through us. As I mentioned at the beginning of worship this morning, our service today has no end. There's no benediction, no dismissal. And I believe that's because Jesus reminds us that our service never ends. At the very heart of this Maundy Sunday remembrance is Jesus' command to love one another. That's what Maundy means. It means commandment. Mandate. Jesus' command is that we love one another. Just as Jesus washed his disciples' feet, we're called to humbly care for one another, especially reaching out to the poor and the unloved. At the Lord's table, we're reminded that we are called to offer our very selves, our very lives, in love for the life of the world. We are the good news in the world, the living testimony that God is faithful. We are that body of Christ in this world today. We proclaim that God is indeed at work in this world, even through us. So we're called to set aside our shoes and set aside our reluctance to serve, our objections to being served, and to enact the love that we pray to embody each and every day. Because it all begins and it all ends with love. It all begins and it all ends with God. And we know that the love of God never ends. The love of God is forever. So as long as we live, our service continues. Because God is at work, even through us.